So here we have a chart that outlines the difference between treatment and research. Okay, so we have two goals listed on this chart. The first is better organized scientific statements. Okay, so what we're trying to do is to put forth a hypothesis and to test it. In pure treatment, this is not an issue. Okay, we're not trying to do that. We're just doing what's best for the patient. When we're doing evaluation, or when we're evaluating treatment, it's a secondary concern. Our hypothesis, did it affect them? But what we're really trying to do is to work with the patient. But when you're doing treatment research, you have a specific goal in mind. So it's a primary concern. And if I'm just doing research, you know, bringing in groups and doing things, it is a primary concern. So we want to have these statements that are clearly stated. So we're going to find those in the research articles. Okay, so that would be a goal of research. Now let's think about it. You've got clinical goals, and these are better clinical outcomes. When somebody comes into clinic, you want them to get better. Okay? You don't want them to be the same at the end of their treatment period. So therefore, in treatment, better clinical outcomes are the primary concern. In evaluation, it's a primary concern. You're evaluating them to see that they're getting better. But in treatment research, secondary concern. If you're comparing two treatments, you know, you definitely want one of them to be better than the other. We usually form our hypothesis like that. We expect this to be better than that. In pure research, clinical outcomes, we're not really worried about that. We're trying to find something out. It might be used for clinical objectives later, but we're trying to find out a fact or to see what happens if we do this. Okay? So they're very different. These differences in the goals make it difficult to do research in a clinical setting. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible, but you have to be extra careful when you're doing clinical research.